Welcome to Brightly Storytime. I'm Miss Linda, and today we're going to read a book about a boy supervillain. It's called Dylan the Villain by K.G. Campbell. Mr. and Mrs. Snivels were minding their own business when they happened to have a baby. "Congratulations," said the doctor. "It's a healthy little supervillain." Mrs. Snivels was quite surprised. "There aren't any villains in the family," she said. "Or are there?" Mr. Snivels didn't say anything, but there totally were. The new parents named their little boy Dylan. They discovered that supervillain babies are much like any others. They don't like bedtime. They throw their food. They can even be allergic to everyday stuff, like purple parsnip preserves. But by and large, Dylan's parents figured he was just about the best thing ever. "Dylan's supervillain costume," they said, "is super scary." "Dylan's supervillain laugh," they insisted, "is super crazy." "Dylan's supervillain inventions," they boasted, "are extra super villainous." "You," they told Dylan, "are the very best and cleverest supervillain in the whole wide world." And Dylan totally agreed. Until he went to school. Sure, Dylan's costume was scary, but Addison Van Malis's was bone-chilling. And yes, Dylan's laugh was crazy, but Addison Van Malis's was bananas. And Dylan's inventions were certainly supervillainous, but Addison Van Malis's were demonic. "Honestly," grumbled Dylan, "the way people act around here, you'd think that I'm not the very best and cleverest supervillain in the whole wide world." He vowed to prove that he was. His chance came one day when Miss Slither announced a contest. "This hideous trophy," she declared, "will be awarded to the pupil who creates the most diabolical robot. Principal Sinister will be the judge." Each pupil was given a box of parts from the diabolical robot supply closet. "That hideous trophy," vowed Dylan, "will be mine. All mine." Dylan worked feverishly late into the night. He sawed and he hammered. He screwed and he glued. He painted and he polished. By midnight, Dylan had built a robot. In the morning, Dylan gave his parents a demonstration. "Look," he said, "it has telescopic arms. It has monster claws. It even has an astroplasm cannon." "That," said Mr. and Mrs. Snivels, "is the very best, most diabolical robot in the whole wide world." And Dylan totally agreed. Until he went to school. Sure. Dylan's robot was diabolical. In fact, it was more diabolical than anyone else's. Except one. "Look," said Addison Van Malis. "It has titanium armor and evil laser eyes. It has a freeze ray and a shrink ray. It even has a cockpit and supersonic rockets for space travel." "What does this do?" said Dylan. When Principal Sinister arrived, Dylan's robot was the most diabolical in the class. "Where is Addison Van Malis?" said the principal. "We don't know," said everyone. And that was quite true. Dylan won the hideous trophy. It was a little sticky. But Dylan didn't care. He cuddled it all night. Unfortunately, the sticky, hideous trophy gave Dylan an allergic reaction. It was almost like someone had put purple parsnip preserves on it, on purpose. "That," said Mr. and Mrs. Snivels, "is the very ugliest, most uncomfortable looking allergic reaction in the whole wide world." And Dylan totally agreed. The end.
Thanks for listening to the Brightly Storytime podcast. Today's story was Dylan the Villain, written by K.G. Campbell. If you'd like to hear more stories, you can subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. And visit readbrightly.com for more information about today's story, as well as resources to help moms, dads, and educators grow lifelong readers.